Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Carry on my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
Good evening, Wichita. Thank you for joining us for another episode of the John Whitmer Show. I gotta tell you, you know, I'm in the studio here. We've got Super Bowl on the TV. First thing I have to say is, doesn't everybody else think that this would be a better game if the Chiefs were playing? I just gotta be honest. Second thing I've gotta say is, personal congratulations to Tony Romo on finally making it to a Super Bowl. I mean, that is something. I'm just happy for Tony. Thank you again for joining us. You're listening to John Whitmer on The John Whitmer Show. This is your home for local conservative talk radio. As always, we will be your voice for those principles that we hold dear, those principles of limited government, individual liberty, free enterprise, and traditional values. Our studio lines are open, 316-869-1330. Thank you as well for taking your time away from the big game, the big 3-0 game. The big game. At any rate, it's the big game. We'll do our best to be as entertaining, and we promise not to cheat on any topics or blow any calls tonight. We'll do our best either way. Typically, we start off the show with the headlines during our first segment. Usually like to review some of the headlines, but I got to tell you, tonight I'm going to take a different path. We're going to run an audible here. And I do plan to get to that, but first thing I want to do this evening is put out a call to action. The Kansas House and Senate have some major votes coming up as early as this week, and I want to encourage you to call your senator first thing tomorrow morning. I'm going to start right now. If you get a pen, I will give this to you again later, but you can visit www.kansaslegislature.org. Or you can call the Kansas Legislative Hotline at 1-800-432-3924. But there are some major bills coming up as early as this week. The Senate is going to hold a vote on SB 22, otherwise known as the windfall tax bill. It's really not much of a windfall for Kansas taxpayers at this point. Right now, it's a windfall for the state. Currently, Kansas law has prevented taxpayers and businesses from benefiting fully from the Trump tax cuts. That's why Senate Republicans have introduced Senate Bill 22. We had Senate President Susan Weigel on last week. She talked about the importance of this bill. She talked about making sure that we return this money. This is not the state's money, folks. They need to give it back to you. It's your money. And that's what this do. It will return the unexpected windfall from the federal tax reform back to Kansas families. This is money that does not belong to the state, but instead belongs to taxpayers. And if your senator, and once it passes, your state representative vote no on this bill, they're effectively stealing from you. This is finding a wallet on the street, and instead of looking in there, finding the ID and calling the owner of that wallet, you pocket it. That's all this is. This is nothing short of a vote to increase taxes. And you need to know where your senator and your representative stand on this bill. Again, to find your legislator's contact information, you can visit kslegislature.org or just call the legislative hotline, 800-432-3924. Similarly, both chambers may soon be debating a Medicaid expansion bill. Now, let's hope not. Frankly, I'd just like to see this thing go the way of the dodo bird. But call your legislators now and urge them to kill the Medicaid expansion bill before it gets out of committee. Folks, it's time we get active. It's time we carry on the fight for the conservative principles we believe in. The first thing you can do is contact your elected officials and hold them accountable to those principles. If you don't, you have no voice in the legislature. Speaking of holding elected officials accountable, wouldn't it be nice if the media would help us along those lines? Or at least if they would hold elected officials to the same standard, regardless of their party affiliation. You know, I review the headlines and try and do prep to figure out what we're going to talk about each week. We all remember how the KC Red Star, the Topeka Capital Journal, and the Wichita Eagle all treated Sam Brownback and Governor Collier, for that matter. Brownback could have invented the cure for cancer, and they would have reported that he deprived doctors and nurses of their livelihood. Seriously, that is how bad the coverage was. Take this example. When Governor Brownback suggested a plan to refinance CAPERS, now this is literally an identical plan to what Laura Kelly has planned. So Governor Brownback puts forward a plan to refinance CAPERS similar to what Laura Kelly has planned. Here's how the media reported it. In a January 12, 2017 article, the Wichita Eagle reported that then-Senator Laura Kelly, the committee's ranking Democrat, said, quote, "The governor's plan would unravel all the work done to ensure the financial stability of CAPERS. She criticized the governor for short-term thinking." I think she's doing some of that herself right now. On February 9th, 2016, the Kansas City Star reported, quote, "Senator Laura Kelly, a Topeka Democrat, said Tuesday, the latest CAPERS tactics could financially damage the pension fund and wipe out the positive changes the state took to strengthen it." All three papers lambasted the refinance plans and ridiculed then-Governor Sam Brownback. Fast forward to today. Laura Kelly has proposed essentially the same plan, with an even larger fiscal note. That same Laura Kelly, who said it would unravel and damage the system, has hypocritically forgotten her own views on these schemes from just a few years ago. How has the media covered this? Here's how the Wichita Eagle described it, quote, "Pension experts compare the choice facing Kansas to refinancing a home mortgage." That's it. It's no different than refinancing your home mortgage. Senate Minority Leader Anthony Hensley said Kelly's plan, quote, "ought to be on the table." They had roughly five lines of the article dedicated to the opposition. The rest was a sycophantic sales pitch. A sycophantic sales pitch. Just a simple review of the headlines shows that the print media in particular is becoming nothing short of the PR wing for the Kelly administration. Just review these. We're going to compare three headlines on her budget. Kelly budget spends on Kansas schools and child welfare. No mention of the fact that it's the largest budget ever. No mention on the fact that it spends $1 billion in new spending and there's no way to pay for it. Just what it spends on. Governor Laura Kelly's budget invests in Medicaid, education, and state worker assets. The Kelly budget, a balanced, common-sense first step. Those are headlines to describe her budget. Now, here are the headlines for Sam Brownback's most recent budget proposals when he was governor. Quote, "Brownback tossed every ally he had left under the bus in his budget plan." "Brownback hands legislators budget they say won't balance." Now, Laura Kelly's budget won't balance either, but they didn't use that headline for her. Oh, and this one, "Kansas lawmakers troubled by Brownback budget math." Got news for you, folks. Lawmakers are troubled by Kelly's math, too, because it's funny math. Heck, it's the same math. But they didn't use that headline. Are we seeing a trend here? Because the trend is bias in the media. And that's what we're going to talk about for the first hour in the show tonight. We're going to talk about bias. We're going to talk about what we're seeing here in this trending with the media and with coverage in the media. When we get back, we're going to delve a little deeper into media bias, talk about mainstream media across the country as well. You're listening to The John Whitmer Show. We'll be back.
KNSS.
Valentine's Day.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.